You, you little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
Looking good.
I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck,
when bitch, I left my nuts hang.
Maybe he's got the same as you with the hanging
dumb,
balls.
It's the dumbest fucking song ever.
Was Natasha on that one?
No, that was, I was off, I believe it was off the Rhyme and Reason soundtrack. Rhyme and Reason was like a
You went deep with Bone Thugs.
Yeah, I did. I was a huge fan of them, man. I really, I liked them so much that, like, when I went to my parents, the one year we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ironically enough, Bone Thugs were in there. Judy, it ain't rock.
No, but it's in Cleveland, where they're from, and I wanted to. I'm like, oh, we should stop at like East 99, and my dad's driving. He's like, I'm Brandon. We're not gonna stop there. There's a bunch of niggers. I'm like, all right, I guess we're not gonna stop there then.
Yeah.
And I talked to him today. He wants to it might be kind of a cool idea. He wants to do like a whole road trip, me and him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he wants to fly me out to Florida, and then we drive up to Philly to see my Uncle Bobby, and then go to.
That'd be cool, yeah, do
Buffalo,
it.
Buffalo, yeah.
Fucking do it. Get some fucking hookers.
Oh. Well, with him, I don't know. His heart. I don't know if he can handle it.
That's why maybe you should probably do that if you can. Because I don't know how many more years. Not be alive, but be like healthy enough to be able to like do that efficiently.
Well, that's why I'm like, you know what? That is a really cool idea. But he wants to do it like over my birthday. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. You know?
Yeah, that's your attitude. Fuck it. The Bobs won, Mr. Chingleski. You know, as I dawned on me today that relatively large Mike and Sherb are the closest people I know to being fucking Walter and Donnie from Big Lebowski. They fucking so are. It's hilarious. He's so rotten to him. It's so like just everything about him. I literally was packing a
holy
fucking
shit, that's
I was packing a truck and I started laughing because I was for some reason I started thinking of the fucking. That Dr. Sherbin skit and just how Mike yelled at him the whole time because how terrible Sherbin was. And he's like, dude, he's like, hey, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And he was just getting all pissed off. I'm like, Jesus Christ, they're Donnie and Walter. This dude had my favorite joke of the fucking night. I just heard it this open mic. I said it for almost 3 hours. This fucking Asian guy gets up and he's like, you know, I was riding my bike down the street. And this whole group of white kids goes, they go, ding dong chong. And I was all offended. And I turned around and I was like, "What the fuck?" And he goes, "But when I realized, I went, what the fuck?" Like a Chinese guy. And he's like, and then I got off my bike to yell, and I walked into a gong. He's like, all my what's it called sauce fell out of my pockets, and it was funny. That made me laugh. Sorry. That Kirk Hammett dude got up, and I had to like leave the room. I can't take that guy. He's fucking awful. He stinks so fucking bad.
Kirk Hammett.
Oh, he's awful. He just yells. Doesn't have any fucking jokes. Yikes. Boo. But I did pretty good. Did good. Yeah.
Are you pleased?
I am very pleased. That's four in a row. That went really well. I'm like 95% comfortable now. The only time I get tripped up is if I hear myself talking for a long time. I realize half the problem or half like the fear. I hear my own voice and start overanalyzing my own voice too much. And then I like get in my own head and I'm like, you're saying these words weird or something. It's a really fucking weird thing that you like where you like trip yourself up. But like, I think I'm just getting so used to doing it now that I don't care anymore. It's
that
fucking
makes sense.
Rad. Yeah. I think that was half my problem.
Where was it tonight that you went?
Ice House. Fucking Ice House. Holy but it was shit. There's a side stage show. It wasn't a real stage.
Oh.
But
I've never even seen that one.
I didn't even know they had one. Yeah. But it was a fucking, man, like 100 people showed up. It was fucking
holy shit.
Packed. Yeah, that's why it took so long. But,
did they run it?
They, it's really weird. It's very sketchy. This is the first one they've ever had. This is their first 7:30 one they've ever done. I guess they're not going to book shows on Wednesdays anymore, so they're just going to, now they have this going, so that's nice. But, it's half bucket, and then there's a list that if you buy a drink, you get put on the drink list, which will get you up faster. So I did, of course, even though I am almost completely broke because I've spent almost all my money in one of the most reckless fucking... I haven't done this.
And you owe me 50
I can't
bucks,
remember the fucking last time I spent so foolishly and just rent. I think it was because I'm so used to from like Christmas for that whole month. I had so much extra money around it. I could just kind of do whatever I wanted. I could kind of like, I mean, within reason, I just ate and drank like as I fucking kind of pleased. But like that money's gone. And like my second paycheck in the month is like rent and a couple bills. I don't got a whole fuckload left until my next check. Dude, it's like the fourth. My money was fucking gone. It was gone this weekend. It didn't even last me a fucking week. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? What am I, Puff Daddy?
I'm there. I'm with you, man.
Holy fuck. That was stupid. I spent it on bullshit. Going out. Drinking.
Well, it's not. It's. Okay. You really
dancing.
Consider, is it bullshit if you're having a good time?
It is, but like within reason. I should have been more responsible. It's really stupid. This fucking Uber and the goddamn bowling alley like saved my ass because it's going to be like. I got a really good fucking Uber, and I got a 100-hour fucking bonus for after like 30 rides or something. So like that's gonna get me through my next.
You got tips from work.
Yeah, so I'm glad I'm doing that. Even though I'm working, I worked Super Bowl on fucking Super Bowl Sunday, and all put I did 65 fucking hours last week. Fuck's sake, three jobs I got. Boo-hoo, poor me.
Were people like as excited about getting Uber as they said they were gonna be?
What do you mean?
You know, I thought you got a thing from them saying that people were going to be Ubering and stuff like a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Than... Well, yeah. I haven't done a Sunday yet, but I imagine compared to a normal Sunday, I'm sure because the thing was going off nonstop. And it was like surge pricing, so it was more expensive. So yeah, it was worth. You know what? I wasn't going to do it until you fucking said that, and I'm like, he's fucking right. Get the fuck up and do it. Because well, you're like, well, just fucking do it. I really wasn't because I was so fucking tired. And I just wanted to fucking chill, and there's something else I was going to do. But then I was like, God damn it, fuck it. And I did. Well, 3 hours. I had this fuck. You know what is a new trend I'm starting to see? I don't know if it's a coincidence or if it's an LA thing. People will not fucking, they won't let you, they don't want to be dropped off across the, some of them. Not, you know, some of them are fine. But there's a good handful of people. Like, I went to fucking drop off this big fat black chick way the fuck up in the hills back there by like Burbank where like Rob Bass lives.
Okay.
It was up in a gated community, a big like fucking suburb, nice houses. So it's like a regular like a street that would be in like Buffalo or something, like a side street, you know. It like you know whatever.
This
whatever.
Is on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. So I go to drop this. I mean, there's no cars, no nothing around. It's the middle of a fucking quiet neighborhood. And I get to the end of the street and I realize the house is on. I pull up. The house is at the corner. So I pull up at the fucking corner. And she's like, no, it's not. I couldn't tell what she said. She's like, it's on the other side of the end. And I was like, oh. So I went in this cul-de-sac and turned all the way back around. I thought she meant it was at the end of the cul-de-sac. She's like, no, sweetie, it's back there. Go back. It's at the corner. So I turned all the way around, and she made me park in front of the fucking house. I was across the street. It was 10 yards to the house. She made me go and turn around and pull up in front of the house. She wouldn't walk. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? You just made me do that. Like, what a fucking asshole.
That's the first time that somebody.
He did that to me on Saturday night on Santa Monica Boulevard too. This fucking cock. This guy was such a fucking dick. I was ready to kill him. I was like, get the fuck out of my car, fucking shithead.
Can you do that? Like, what are the rules? Like, can you tell somebody to get the fuck out?
Oh yeah, I guess yeah. But it's gonna cause a shitstorm. You're getting trouble. Your fucking rating will go down. No. I think out of like 30.
What's your rating at?
It's good. Out of 35 rides, I think I got 33 4-star reviews.
Oh well.
I'm good. I'm good. I know how to keep people like cheery and like. I'm good. I can hang. But,
I kind of want to do it. Like, I just want to, like, sit in, like, the passenger seat and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, but it's, like, the first couple nights, it was actually kind of cool almost. I was like, this is kind of nice. And then I picked up that fucking chick from, I don't think I'm talking about it, but I picked up that Miramax chick that was in charge of digital content. She's like, yeah, we're looking for, I picked her up in Santa Monica. She's like, well, I'm looking for, like, all kinds of funny eye stuff, and I was like, "That's what I fucking do." And we started talking. And she was like, oh, "She's like, you're the guy I'm looking for." She's like, "I can't believe I got in your car." I was like, "What are the fucking odds?" So we exchanged cards, and it's been almost a week, and I've heard nothing. So, who knows? But then the more I've done it, I'm getting kind of burned out. The problem is, I keep doing it over in fucking Hollywood. I'm still learning, so I don't know exactly where I'm supposed to go and what I'm supposed to do. But like, it's busy in Hollywood, but on Saturday night, it's a fucking nightmare because all your pickups are on like Sunset Boulevard and Santa Monica. It's fucking jam-packed. There's cars everywhere.
Awful, by the way.
There's no fucking shoulder, nowhere to pull over. everywhere you pull over to fucking people in front of the club, bitch, bro, you can't park here. Bro, gotta move, bro. I'm like, I'm picking somebody up, you know? It's just everyone busts your butt. It's fucking miserable. I can't stand it. Like, if there's somewhere else more chill, like, the dream scenario would just be, like, 3 or 4 really long trips. Like, pick up somebody in Hollywood, go to Santa Monica, pick up someone in Santa Monica, take them back. Do that, like, 3 fucking times, and you're at, like, $80, $100 already. And that's, you know, you can wrap it up in fucking 3 hours, 4 hours. That'd be fucking sweet. But otherwise, it's like, I don't know. It's tough. Most of them, I mean, the fucking majority of them are, like, $5, $6 fares most of the day. No one takes Uber for fucking long.
Yeah.
And you can't do it at the airport. You got to have a special thing. So it's kind of fucked. So for now, I'm just going to kind of stick with 3 jobs. I got to quit my place. It's just a matter of fucking time. If I had to, I could totally survive doing this and doing background. I'm not afraid. I'm not too lazy. I don't want to take the plunge just yet because, like, that's a nice fucking little extra chunk of change. I mean, that's with the bowling alley and the thing, that's an extra, like, $300 a fucking every other week or whatever. So, I don't know. I'm basically being a giant fucking pussy, so.
Do you want to get, like, another day at the bowling alley?
I was thinking about that. I don't know. Possibly. I mean, if I quit, I could probably do it. Is there any, like, weekday days that are looking for people?
Yeah.
Really? Fuck. Yeah, because that'd be
pretty. But then you got to deal with the JMBWIS. I mean, like, do you really want to, like...
No.
I don't know. I mean, that guy kind of sucks.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So what about talking about the big game, bud?
I kind of don't want to, man.
Oh, yeah, I forgot your team lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it was one of the most exciting Super Bowls in history.
It was, and it was...
They started out winning, and they got their asses kicked, right, at the end?
No.
No.
No, I mean, they didn't get their asses kicked. It was just... God damn. Okay. So... It's a great game the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Seahawks, they had this terrific play, okay? Like this fucking barn burner of a play.
Uh-huh. Like, whoa, baby.
Yes. Like digging tunnels. And it's like, okay, great. Now, as much as you don't know about sports, so I'll try to keep this like... Kind of.
Motherfucker, what aren't you getting?
Yes. Sorry.
Well, I know, but I don't know, like, you know, triple doubles and shit.
What does that even mean?
It's a fucking play. Come on. I know what that is. Like, okay. Fucking quarter rolls and...
All right, fine. So, they're about to score to win the game. Okay. Well, I mean, who knows, because the Patriots, more like the Gatriots, would have got the ball back. So, they have the best running back in the league. All
right? Mm-hmm. Lynch, right? Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beast mode.
Who's a fucking douchebag, that guy?
I disagree with you, but okay. But I'm biased, so I understand. I understand how people can see him as, like, a douchebag. I like the fact that he doesn't talk to the media. I like that he's, like, cocky and, like, an asshole.
Yeah, that's great. Cool.
No, but he's not, like... I don't know. The other guys...
He comes off like a fucking asshole. He's a fucking douchebag. He's as much of a douche as any shitty actor that fucking pulled it. All right.
I mean, listen, I'm just... This one I can't agree or disagree with because I'm biased about it, so... I like him, but he is a great running back. He, like, you know, give him the ball, run the ball. So they get this great play. You know, like, a minute left. And they're on, like, the 10-yard line. So just run the fucking ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I keep hearing about this. Yeah,
just fucking run the ball. Just score. No, they decide to throw the ball. Interception, game over. What the fuck, man? What the fuck? Just run the ball. You're right there. You have the best running back in the league. Run the ball.
Yeah.
It was just, that was so goddamn frustrating. I'm sitting in Mike's kitchen.
Hey, dude, like, see that?
And, we didn't have the Super Bowl party at our house.
No, I missed out on dip culture.
You did, actually. Like, it was a...
I know I did. I love it.
It was a fucking pretty good one.
They're always good.
And I'm trying to... Okay, who was there? Doggy, Homegirl, Amanda, Bruce, Corinne. And I missed out much there, but...
Jesus Christ, anybody not from fucking Pinsir?
Scotty, Chels, Rob Bass. But Rob Bass has a twisted colon, so he...
What?
Yeah, he can't drink or anything, so...
How'd he do that?
I don't know. I don't
look
know.
Look at the fucking Iowa guys in their colons.
Get fucking twisted.
What's going on, you guys? I mean, I know you're assholes, but... Oh, heavens.
Let's see. Well, Barber was there. So, like, a lot of the time, since he has two levels, people were sitting downstairs and they're playing beer pong. And so I would go up and down.
In the Mike's rectum. Hey, dude, put some lube.
So I'm going to get a text about that one. So I was going up and down, but, you know, she made me, like, all these chocolates and... not chocolates, but like...
I said she makes chocolates? What, she German?
No, like chocolate dip pretzels and ooh, like Rice Krispie treats, all Seahawks colors, just for me.
That's adorable.
And have like all... She did a nice job of like trying to get their place together.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And have like a good Super Bowl party, which it was. But I was so frantic the whole time. And I was doing laundry at his house, by the way.
But didn't the Seahawks just won last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well,
no. Yeah, I know, but why not?
Let's say one. It's not like it's been
Why not double up is what I'm saying.
All right. But right, that's got to take the sting out of it a little bit.
It might have, yeah. I mean, they don't know. Last year, they fucking killed.
Those motherfuckers.
The Broncos.
You goddamn motherfuckers.
So I was okay with that. But at the same time, I'm like, okay. I go outside, and all of a sudden, I'm just getting text, phone calls. Everybody's like, just hitting me up, like, you okay? You're gonna make it?
Christ.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, you know? I guess I'm in a weird mental state that, like, I guess people need to let me know that. But I'm like, okay. And so I take off my jersey and I put another shirt on and I go back into Mike's house. And they're like, oh, Brennan's back, blah, blah. So now we start playing beer pong. And homegirl gives fucking Bruce a lap dance.
What the fuck, you guys?
That, like,
ugh, what the fuck? Was Bruce fucking drunk like you did one night?
Yeah, drunk, high, whatever.
Bruce is fucking, man, that dude goes fucking ape shit when he gets fucked up.
Yeah, he was there. He was there. So, I mean, so was I. You know, but like, he doesn't like people touching him and stuff. He's like a weird guy about that. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
He doesn't, yeah, he doesn't like shit like that.
He doesn't mind my finger in his asshole.
So, I'm like, homegirl, change the song. And Scott loves it. I'm calling this big 6'2" Mexican guy homegirl.
Samoans.
Yeah, he looks Samoan. Calling him homegirl. He loves it. That's his nickname. I'm like, homegirl, change the song. And he goes to the next song. And it's, you know, like a jam. And we all start, like, kind of dancing and shit. And he just starts, like, taking his shirt off. And he goes...
Was piss there?
No.
Oh.
He wasn't. He starts fucking home... we got... one of these days we'll get homegirl on. I mean, he's boring, but we'll get him on. He starts grinding Bruce. And Bruce is, like, kind of okay with it. And then he puts his legs up, like, on his shoulders. And, like, his ass, like, right in Bruce's face. And Bruce is just, like, sitting there, like, okay, whatever. Gets up, takes his fucking...
I missed this.
Takes his shirt off and just has a wife beater on and then lap dances Corinne. He's like, I got to practice for my frat, dog. Like, we're having, like, some kind of fucking thing. I'm like, what? What are you doing? I don't understand. So, he's got just a wife beater on. And I thought about this the day after. I stopped him, like, dude, you look way better with a shirt on than with like just a wife beater, man. You look terrible. I actually said that to somebody.
What, just to fuck with him?
I don't know. I don't know if it was to fuck with him or if I actually meant it. Like,
how do you not know? What are you fucking, Brian Williams?
I mean, he does look better with.
I thought I was at a strip club.
He does look better with a shirt on than he does than a wife beater. So, I guess I wasn't fucking with him. I was just telling the truth.
What about me though, man? What's up?
All right, let me see.
I got into a wife beater. I was in a dress shirt.
You look good. You look good in a wife beater, dog. Yeah. But you're like a super like swole Italian.
I'm fucking
guy.
Gains, dog. I'll tell you what. What is it? Full stacks, eight plates is no more. I'm now the 305 kid. That's my new name.
Ooh, I like that.
305 kid. Oh, you guys probably heard it. It was all over social media. I mean, page 6 of the Valley Gazette, but I put up 305 on bench finally. Took me fucking 20 years. I did it. I barely did it. It was some real over the top. 45
plates are, do you have to
put on? That's 245s and
on each side.
Yeah. So four and then I think a 25 and a 5. You can only do 295 or 305 unless you use 2.5 pound weights, and I'm not fucking doing that.
Okay.
Because the guy at work was like, because we're always going to have a company bench off, but I already fucking buried that son of a bitch.
Wait.
Oh yeah.
You can't just like let that one go.
There's not that much to it.
Tell me about it.
Well, the other guy, he's a fucking, we can't stand this guy, but the other guy for the other company is this real fucking know-it-all. And I can tell it bothered him so much because a couple weeks ago, I put up 305 on the fucking decline bench, which I've always been way ahead of decline for whatever. I guess people say it's easier. Maybe it is. But I told him, this guy, he's such an image conscious fucking, he's a pain in the ass. We all hate him. Even like the bookkeeping guy and shit for their company doesn't like him. He's a fucking pain in the ass. But you could tell that bothered him because he kept fucking bringing it up all day. He kept like, what the fuck was he saying?
He's not like a big guy, you're saying?
He's short and stocky and he works out, but he's nowhere in my fucking size. You're fucking kidding me. Eee-gee. But you can tell about it.
That's from George right there.
Even the guy upstairs, he's the British guy. He's like, I think he really bought him. He's like, you see how many times he brought it up all day that you put 305? And I don't know, that was like English fucking Australian and Irish. I don't know what happened there. But he told me, he's like, if you can do 275 three times, which I did on, you know, this is on flat bench, which is, I'm terrible at. I have really long arms and I'm not built for benching. He's like, if you can do 275 three times, you can absolutely do 305 once. And I just like told myself that walking in, and I just fucking, I couldn't believe it. I fucking did it. I've been trying to bring it to 300 club for fucking years. That was 9 months in the making. I've been trying to do that. And I didn't, I had my next.
Okay. But what's the company?
To see who's going to break 300 first. It was supposed to be like a fucking bet.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing. Like, let's see who can do it. But even credit, he's like, I know. He's like, I would have an easier time because I have shorter arms and I'm a shorter stacker guy. You probably have. And even the dude that fucking spotted me was like a fucking monster. And what was he, Armenian or something? He's like, you got long arms. That's pretty good. I don't know what that accent was either. I'm having trouble.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. That was really weird. But it was like, it was over the top. I was like, I when I took it off the, why am I going into detail? Who gives a shit? But when I got it off the rack, it didn't even feel that heavy. I almost started laughing. I was almost like, because I don't know, it just amused me because I planned on it being like the heaviest weight I ever tried to do, and then it like came down easy, and then I was going up, and halfway up, I really fucking like, it felt like a midget fucking ran off the thing and jumped onto the bar and was standing. I was like, what the fuck just happened? But I got it. It's fucking great, man. I was happy. I know it sounds really douchey, but I don't give a shit. I've been lifting weights my whole life, and I want to hit fucking 300, and I finally did, so fuck you.
I don't think
300, kid, bitch.
I do not think it's douchey. I think it's fucking actually pretty cool.
Thanks, dog. I didn't plan on hitting it until my birthday, April 16th. That was my new deadline.
So decline, you did 305.
Yeah. A couple times. It's like twice.
I don't think I can do 100 pounds in decline.
No, you could. Oh, my God, you could easy. The fucking bar is 45 pounds.
Okay.
You can do a 45 and 225. All right.
So I could probably do like 160.
Probably, yeah.
Decline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Decline's kind of easy, but
what do you? Okay. Here, all right. Here's my question then. What do you do, like dumbbell wise, for your chest?
Hundreds, like, 100 pound dumbbells.
Holy shit! Really?
Fuck yeah, dog. Yeah.
Use 100 pound dumbbells.
Yeah, honestly. And they're getting really it's getting really fucking hard to do because. I gotta pick it up off the fucking floor, and I can't do it anymore. I have to re-rack it every time and get it off the rack, and get it like, I gotta pull it off. I gotta put it on both my legs like this, and I gotta like duck walk back, and then I gotta like fall onto the fucking bench and like not drop them. It's getting fucking really hard to do. I can't pick them up off the floor because I'll fucking blow my back out, because it's so awkward. I gotta like reach. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting big.
100 pound dumbbells. Holy shit.
Yeah, for like three or four.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I think a good couple weeks.
I mean, I could probably do like 30 pounds.
No, 40. You could do more. You could probably do 40. You're fucking bigger than you think, man. You could do it. You could do it. You could do at least 45 pounds like at least three or four times. I guarantee you.
That's a question I was going to ask you. Is like, do you think I'm getting fat again?
I don't know. I can't tell. I haven't seen you. I don't think so.
All right.
Have you been eating like shit?
No.
I mean, you're drinking all those beers again, so you probably gained some weight. No, you don't look fatter.
Okay.
It's the same. It's metrosexual 30 seconds.
All right. Good. It just bummed me out today. But I'm realizing I'm wearing shirts that, like, actually fit me as opposed to, like, just big baggy fucking things. So,
yeah.
You know, you'll look different in one than you would, like, if it was a normal shirt.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying
to think. It's so hard to find shirts that fit.
I'm trying to think. So, I made my chili.
Was Jess there?
She came later.
Did she get all fucked up?
She came after the game.
Did Amanda come?
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, I would say it was about 25 people.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, big party.
Yeah, you should have gone, man. It was a good time, actually.
I couldn't because I ended up doing... I Uber drove.
We said you Ubered.
And then I fucking... I was going to get my... By the time I was done, it was already fucking like 4 or something. No, I got food. No, I had too much shit going on. I was going to get my fucking taxes done, but I didn't. But then I had to save up because I had to go to fucking, not save up, but I had to do something else. God damn it. I'm missing something because there's something happened in between finishing Uber and then going to meet Dude Bokes and his double date at Rainbow Room.
Okay, another thing that we need to talk about, yes?
All right, so Dude Bokes hits me up totally randomly that finally somebody fucking
hooks me up. You take your socks off, man. I totally want to take my socks off. That sucks.
Yeah, why? So fucking take them off. What are you offended?
Now I'm just gay.
Is it a fashion faux pas?
No, sock party, dude. Together.
Sock party. So Dude Bogues' chick said, she's like, oh, she told him to tell me that she has a friend that wants to like meet me. And she showed her pictures and she told her like what a smart ass I was and all this shit. And this chick was like, oh, I love dudes like this. Like, I was the guess like I'm her type of fucking guy. Speaking of which, did she fucking text me? No. So they sent me a picture and she looked fucking cute. So we're all supposed to double date and go to Rainbow Room on Sunday night. Which, like, I don't know how that place is keeping the fucking doors open. I mean, rock is so dead in L.A. This has got to be the deadest rock and roll has ever been. I'm not even just saying it. I turned on, because now I got to listen to the radio all the time because I need something to put on while people are in my car. And, on Saturday night, fucking K-Rock had... like, like club music on. Like, all
really?
Complete. I'm telling you, from like 9 o'clock until like midnight. I mean, it wasn't a fucking an acoustic instrument to be had. I was like, holy shit. But, right. So I don't. Rainbow's like, that's an old rock bar. I mean, there's no one ever in this motherfucker. But, this chick lives like down the fucking street. She lives like not even a mile away. And she comes out of the house and, like, this chick's, this motherfucker's put together, dude. Big fucking tits, big ass. Not like big fat ass, like nice thick ass. Like she's Mexican. Not my favorite ethnicity. And you can tell that she's born to be fatter than she is, but she like busts her ass to stay in this shape, so she still has all these fucking curves. And I was like, hello, shit, motherfucker. So we went and I drank a bunch, and then we got like food. And by the end of the fucking thing, we were like all over each other. We were like, it was ridiculous. I had total fucking raging date boner, leaking fucking cum everywhere. It was fucking pathetic. And then we made out, like we hit it off like super good. Okay. So yeah, I was like, all right, that went well. So then that was Sunday. Now last night was Tuesday and I went over to her fucking place to hang out.
Oh, that's the chick. Okay.
Yeah. So she's got a nice apartment. Over there, it's like all it's big and it's all nice wood floors and shit. She's like a fucking what does she do? She's a real estate something in real estate manager office something. She has a nice job. She's doing well. She probably had rocks in her sink if she wanted. So I got it was tipped off to me that this chick wanted to fuck. She told Bokes' chick she was like ready to fuck. So dude's like Bokes is like you're gonna get fucking laid. I'm like fuck yeah. So we were supposed to go over there and watch a movie. I can't tell you the last time I made a fucking date with a girl in LA to go to her house and watch a movie. That's like some 19, 20-year-old shit.
It really is.
I have not done that in fucking forever. I was like, wow, I can't believe this is happening. So I went over and then we were just hanging out on her couch and I was all like giving her like massage and shit. She's got fucking hair. I can't stand hair extensions. I love women's hair.
It's like you go to put your hand through it.
It's like a plastic strip in the middle of their fucking hair. I love hair. I love playing with chicks' fucking hair. I love it. I love women's hair. I can't do a big thing of half it's fake and it's fucking woven in. I hate it. Fuck me. But look, we laid on our couch for like 4 hours. Fuck, I tried everything, dude. Everything. Nothing was working. I was like, are you fucking kidding me now? I was exhausted. I fucking worked all day. I trained my arms. I just went fucking, I had a blast through it because I barely had any time. And I went super fucking heavy. So I'm exhausted and shit. Then we had some wine. And I'm like almost falling asleep. I had so much shit to do last night. I could do my fucking laundry. I could have done a spot somewhere, anything. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, well, this is such a fucking waste of time. Like, this stinks. And then her fucking roommate comes home. She's got to be a stripper or a porn star. I mean, she was fucking smoking hot in a pink, like...
All right, number one, keep talking to this girl, yes? Because I want to talk to the roommate.
What do you mean?
Keep talking to this girl so I can talk to the roommate. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, she walked... Oh, I got you. Yeah. She's in like a pink, like almost like a like jammies or something, that like pink a fucking thing you're wearing. Like that soft, like almost like velour shit. Fucking huge tits popping, just fucking busting out of the top. Yep. I was like, holy shit! And she was real, like she made all these exceptional anyway. I know it was two as a king. She's like, oh, I should fucking join you guys on the couch. I was like, yes, you should, young lady. And she had two dogs. So this chick's fucking hot, and her roommate's hot. I was like, oh boy, you know. But that came out of fucking nowhere. So she went like in her room. And then just nothing happened. So we're getting ready. It's 1 o'clock in the goddamn morning. And I'm falling asleep. We get to the door. And this fucking chick, like, fucking makes out with me like she has not been fucked in 6 months. She was so fucking wound up. And I was like, she was like sucking my face off. I was like, holy fuck balls. Nice. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm awake now. And I was like, cool. Why don't we go in your room and fuck around? No, I just came home. I'm like, son of a bitch. Now, in the meantime, I'm already laying the groundwork.
Did you pound up filthy one out?
No, I didn't have time. I was fucking asleep in 2 seconds. And now I already fucking, like, roughed up the old road for the slob, just in case this goes somewhere, because I guess she, like, because she texted both of chicks. She's like, yeah, this chick really likes you and shit, so. I don't know. She's sociable. You can bring her around. She's attractive. I guess the clincher will be if she's good in bed, because if this chick's fucking boring in bed or loves you to fuck, then it ain't gonna work. I'm sorry, I know it's not douchey, but it's... If we're not sexually compatible.
No, it's not. I realize that. It's not.
People's knee-jerk reactions would be that it is, but if you stop and think about it, it's fucking important. I'm sorry. If you don't want to admit that, then go fuck yourself.
No, it's actually very important, in my opinion. Like, I've realized that, like, of the past 2-3, like, months. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, like, that you can sexually connect with somebody.
Yeah.
Because if you can't, then, like, there's...
It's such a fucking, like, driving thing that, like, no matter what, even if there's like, other parts of her that bug you, you're like, well, she's fucking good in bed, and it's like a huge... It's fucking important, man. If you say it isn't, you're fucking lying, or you're a fucking religious fanatic or something.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, that's...
We were at fucking Rainbow, because she had this shirt. I mean, wasn't I just complaining, saying I haven't got my fucking hands on some big tits in, like, at least a year? It's been, like, a really long time. I'm like, these titties just came from, like, fucking manna from heaven. And we were at the Rainbow Room, and fucking Ron Jeremy was there in his sweatpants. And he's getting ready to walk out, and he walks by our table, and he looks at all of us. He's like, how you guys doing? And then he catches, because your tits were fucking popping out of the shirt. He's like, how you guys doing? He's like, how you doing to the chick? And I was like, sweet, she's got hit on by Ron Jeremy. Made me feel good. That was a Monsters Ball reference.
I got it.
I'm just saying for the people listening. So I don't know where that's going, but man, do I feel guilty, man. That slob, god damn it. Here's the analogy I have for slob. The slob was a house that I squatted in, and I didn't plan on being there that long, but I squatted in it for way longer than I thought, and then I started putting all my, kind of moving my shit into it, still knowing that I couldn't stay at this fucking house forever. It wasn't my house. But now it looks like the house is, you know, they're going to knock it down and put apartments, or someone bought it and they're going to renovate it. And now I got to, like, leave it, but a bunch of my shit's still in there, so it's just kind of weird. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's my artistic analysis. That's my allegory. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel really bad. Ugh. I'm just fucking crushing that chick's fucking heart. I feel fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it.
You have been for years, though.
No, I know, but now it's really, it's just been, it's been too long. She's a fucking pain in the ass, but she's still like, she's not a bad person. She doesn't deserve to be like toyed with and have her fucking arrows shot through her fucking fat heart. Sorry. But, yeah, and this is, I just know I'm going to, unless this chick's phenomenal in bed, I'm just going to miss fucking her because we are so fucking, well, was she over last weekend? We fucked twice. It was like 6 hours of fucking, Like, I got home at 1 o'clock in the morning. We fucked until 3. And then we fell asleep, woke up, and then we fucked again for like another hour and a half. The next morning, I was like, this is ridiculous. With this fucking broad, this big, fucking fat booty.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to have a relationship with the slob?
No, but I couldn't anyways, even if I wanted to. She lives an hour away, and the only fucking time she can come is like Sunday. And I can't have her come and lay around here all day Sunday. I got too much shit to do. Like, with this fucking new schedule I got, with all this shit, I don't have time for it. I can't do it. I can't do it, Henry. Can't do it. I got 2 months old girl in the house commiserating. Oh, that how did this, or I was there too, that podcast. They have Johnny Roast Beef from Goodfellas on this week. It's pretty cool. That's a good one. It's pretty new. It only came out a couple months ago. It's called I Was There Too. It's about like extras or people that had bit parts in huge movies and they come in and like give their like version of it. It's cool. That's a little plug for another podcast. So I don't know. That's all complicated. Now I got that going. I haven't dealt with this since I was 27. I moved home and I was dating Cam and the Italian nurse at the fucking same time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How gay is this? I took my 30-minute lunch break and I went tanning.
Yeah. That's pretty gay.
Yeah, it sucked. But, I mean, it's right there. That's why.
Yeah. Was that guy still there? That character?
Of course. He owns the place. You got to go to this place.
Yeah, well, I will. I got to start going because I'm fucking chalk white. I look fucking terrible.
Well, here, come here. Let me see. Go ahead.
It's dark in here, you ass. My forearms are more dark because they're compared to the sun, but like, if I stand with like a lot of light on me, I'm getting white. No, you're way fucking tanner than me, Jimmy.
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to be a tan guy, but...
You just said you're going tanning on your lunch break, so yes, you are.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, isn't that what you're trying?
Yeah, you're right.
Why would you want to go and not get tanned, you fool? What a waste of money.
No, I understand. I just, fuck. I only go, because I bought the package, so I got to go, like, 7 times.
So, go. If you're going to become tan, you're becoming tan, what's your problem? Why are you beating yourself up?
I'm not.
All right. Well, you sound all like depressed about it. Like, fuck, I'm getting a service that I paid for.
I'm
successful.
I'm fucking depressed about everything. Oh, okay. Well, speaking of which.
Oh, boy.
So,
here comes the storm clouds.
Jeez Louise. I'll try to keep this one.
It's gothic, Brandon.
I'll try to keep this one manageable, I guess. So, I go to my therapy thing.
Oh, you actually went?
Yeah.
All right.
And it was, it's what they would call an intake session, which is...
I have one of those in my butt.
Come on, bud.
Sorry.
So what they do is the supervisor or whatever, they talk to you about things and you set up a payment plan. You talk about like what you need to have done. And then they match you up with somebody who will be a good fit. You know, like a guy, girl, whoever it may be, they set you up with that. So I go into it and I'm like, okay, I'm here at 11:30. And I mean, it's like walking distance for us.
Walking!
And I couldn't, I don't know, like it was weird. Like I was very honest in my paperwork, in my conversation, like, there's no reason to lie. Like, hey, I have 6 beers a day and shots or this or that. I have a Xanax once a month.
You have more than that.
What, Xanax?
Yeah. Don't you?
No, not lately.
Didn't you just say in the last episode you had, like, at least 2 in one fucking couple-week period?
Okay.
Don't lie to him, dog.
That's 2 in a year.
That's it? That's all you've taken?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the year's fucking, we're a month in.
Well, okay.
Don't play that game,
the,
dude.
The start of the year has sucked so far for me, so I understand that. But I'm saying, like...
Yeah, but if you're taking... You better be honest with them about how much you're taking.
I was.
All right.
And...
Well, in the end, you're only lying to yourself, man.
I know. So I have this whole consultation, and she's like, well, what do you want to talk about?
They gave you the handbook for the recently depressed?
They should have.
Otho stole it.
Go by the way.
Thanks. Hello, Beatles and reference.
I'm like, okay. She's like, okay, well, it's going to be $40 a session based on what you make.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. And I'm like, all right. And then I talked to some people, and they're like, that's a pretty good rate, you know, for what normal therapy is.
It's too bad it's not covered all the way.
Yeah, I know.
$40, that's to get my back fixed.
I know, and they want me to go every week, too.
Well, of course they do. They want your money.
Yeah.
Of course they're asking anyone to print.
I mean, so that's $160 a month.
Man. Yeah, dude, that's, man, that sucks.
It's a lot.
There's no way you can go somewhere cheaper?
No. No, this is kind of like, this is, it's the gig, man. Like, that's what it's going to be if I want to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sucks. That's so much money. I'd love to go to fucking therapy.
Well, if you just gave them, if you went to the exact same place,
and
you just
man.
Gave them your PINS W-2, you probably paid $28.
Yeah.
A session. Would you pay that?
No.
See?
I know. It's one of those things. It's just like piano lessons. I want to take those too, but I don't have the fucking time or money for it. And if it's not going to like, it's absolutely essential to my fucking life, then I can't do it. Right now.
That's so what I'm saying. So $40, I mean, like, all right, this is the conundrum in my head. Like, do I go get a rub and tug for $40 at the place DuBose told me about, or do I get therapy? It's like...
Go, wow. It'll be a better podcast story at least. Or at least 1 week go and do it.
What?
Go get the rub and tug and skip the therapy.
Okay.
I want to get one too. I'm telling you, we should all go. It'll be awesome.
I don't know if that's awesome, man. That might be very
Why?
Weird.
What's so weird? We're not going to be in the same fucking room. We all go in and come back with our reports. It's like it'd be like if we went to a fucking rock concert together. Only there's fucking Asian chicks jerking our fucking chains. Old bitch.
I don't know. I mean.
So wait, did you have your first session yet? Or this was just like you were just finding your doctor and all shit? Or your snake charmer?
No, I was snake charmer.
So, okay. So you didn't actually go in and talk to anybody yet?
Not yet.
They never like told me about your mother.
They went through all my shit and they're like. Nope. Well, we gotta like recommend this guy for fucking sake.
That's the noise they made?
There you go.
Like their fucking team just scored a touchdown? Yep. Well, that's how they do it. Let's go, Johnson. Did you see any of that fucking J.K. Simmons hosting SNL?
No.
They did this fucking it was all over the place. They did this Whiplash skit where like he plays the guy. First of all, his opening, I didn't watch the whole episode, but his opening monologue, you could tell he was pretty fucking nervous. Like, he was having, he wasn't comfortable. But they had the skit where they bring in, I don't know, I couldn't name one cast member on the show. I'm not trying to be a hipster guy. I'm over SNL, like I've been over to Simpsons for fucking 10 years. I haven't watched it. So he brings in this dude, and he's dressed up like the fucking kid from the movie. And like they start doing the thing you know, like it's like, he's like, oh, well, me and blah, 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 I've been working on a song together. We want to play it for you guys. So then the kid starts playing and he starts yelling at him like he's in, like he doesn't. It starts out really good. It was like really fucking funny. I'm like, that's a great idea.
The guy's really fucking funny, man.
So they bring in this fat, it starts kind of going downhill and it's getting like less and less smart, you know?
Yeah.
And they bring in this big fat black chick who's on the show now, I guess. And she starts playing and he's like, stop. And he does the thing from the movie. And he starts yelling at her, and she's like, listen, J.K. Simmons, she's like, you don't yell at me, all right? She's like, I'm a 45-year-old black woman, and you don't yell at me. I don't got time for that shit, J.K. And everyone, like, cheers, and she storms off the stage, and she's like, all right. And I'm like, an entire fucking room of writers and people from Harvard put this together? And that is one of the fucking ideas that made it to the air. The sassy black chick yells at him and gives him attitude and walks off. There was no joke, no nothing. I was like, I was like fucking, I was nauseous. I was like, that was so embarrassing. Like, that was like, you couldn't have a lower hanging fruit than that. Like, oh, God, it was so fucking, it was so stupid. And then there was like another one that was just equally as bad. And I was like, this fucking show is terrible. Like, who the fuck is watching this? I guess there was, I haven't seen the Casablanca one. I guess there was a really funny Casablanca one too, but it just, like, it started out pretty good and it just completely fucking wheels came off it. I was like, what the, who the fuck is writing this? Ugh. Oh, they had their Fred Armisen, who I had no idea who that guy was. I heard the name all the time. I couldn't have picked him out of a fucking lineup. I guess he's not on the show. He came in as like a guest appearance because everyone went crazy. I guess he used to be on there. I had never seen this fucking guy in my life. I was like, that's him? I had no fucking clue what he looked like. And then he like plays and he does really good. And there was like no joke at the end. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Who's writing this? My fucking mom and her friends? This stinks. So that's my 2 cents about that. I don't know if you saw it.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Did you fucking see? All right. Okay. All right. Take a drink.
All right. Do it. Do it.
Remember when I said, now I've turned, now since they've come out with this other Mad Max trailer, which is the best trailer I've seen for anything in years. I don't know if the movie's going to stink or not, but I definitely turned a corner on it. I'm still bummed as fuck that Mel Gibson isn't Max. I don't know what the reason. He's more than fucking capable of playing him. He's not that old. That was the most awaited sequel of my life, was another Mad Max. That's all I fucking wanted. But, so Tom Hardy's playing. So in the beginning, I was really pissed. And I was, obviously, like, the least stinging replacement you could do was Tom Hardy, because I'm a fucking huge fan. I think he'd be great. But still, it's not Mel. So I was complaining about it and saying, like, I don't want to see if, I don't even know if I'll see it, because I can't stand someone else. I'm like, why don't they just fucking remake Indiana Jones and have Bradley Cooper in it? Well, I guess they are going to remake Indiana Jones, and they wanted Bradley Cooper was their first fucking choice, and they've been trying to get him like crazy, and for some reason it's not working out. So they're probably going to reboot Indiana Jones with Chris Pratt as Indiana Jones. I'm like, are you fucking goddamn kidding me? Number one, don't remake it. Can't we just leave anything be? What else are we going to fucking remake? The Godfather? I shouldn't even say that. They're probably fucking writing it right now. Probably have Jack Black play fucking Godfather. Chris Pratt. I can't. I don't like this guy. I'm not a fucking fan of Chris Pratt. I'm sorry. He doesn't feel like a comfortable guy acting to me. I feel him acting. I never see him fucking present or like he's, like I'm not watching him acting. So, him as Indiana Jones, he's just too. I was walking around. I had to take a fucking walk down to this plaza, and I thought about this the entire way. I would rather have Bradley Cooper than Chris Pratt as Indiana Jones. I think he'd be fucking better. Honestly, I think he's got more fucking gravitas. I didn't buy Chris Pratt in Guardians of the Galaxy. I get so much shit for this. I hated the casting in that movie. I didn't think he was right at all. I didn't think that guy was ready for a role like that. It was his first big starring movie, and that's what it felt like. It was a guy in his first big starring movie, and he didn't know what to do. I thought all of his fucking choices were very, very presentational, and I didn't care for him at all. I don't want him to be fucking Indiana Jones. Fuck.
And if he is?
Then I'll complain about it a lot more. Right. And have... Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, God. Yes, teeth?
Oh. So, I've never been... I'll say I've never been a fan of David Fincher, okay? I understand he's made classics. Film nerds worship this fucking guy.
What do you consider classics? I mean...
Fucking Fight Club.
No.
Yeah, Fight Club isn't a classic... I don't like the movie, I'm telling you it is. That was a fucking, that was a landmark movie. Whatever. People, you know, they champion that Social Network movie. I don't, it's beyond me. I have absolutely no idea why. I thought it was an instantly forgettable movie. I don't know what the problem is. I liked Seven. I didn't love it. I love Zodiac. That's my favorite thing he ever did. I love that movie. But it's one of his weirdest. And the funny part is that's the one no one likes from him because it's the one that's the least like any of his other movies. I think that's what it is. I love fucking Zodiac. But I finally watched The Game, this movie The Game with Michael Douglas. It came out in like 97. And I was talking about it with a bunch of dudes in Reddit, like, you're going to fucking love it, dude. And I'm telling you, I was completely open-minded. I already kind of knew the premise. It's been spoiled, obviously, because the fucking movie's 20 years old. But I was like, that's fine. So I was like kind of excited to see it because it starred Michael Douglas. And
I don't know what you don't like about this movie, man.
When's the last time you saw it? It's probably been a long time. I own the movie. So like, I own a lot of movies that I haven't watched in fucking 10 years.
All right, yeah, good point.
Fucking.
Probably 8 years ago.
Okay, yeah, it's a long time. I'm telling you. Give it another watch. And I knew the ending, sort of, so I was kind of taking notes throughout it. And within like 45 minutes, it was already getting, it was so beyond ridiculous. I'm like, how in God's name are you going to explain this if this movie is what I think it's going to be? Which is kind of what happened with Fight Club, because I didn't know the ending of Fight Club, and I kind of saw it going in that direction. I was like, please, God, don't. Please don't do what I think you're going to do. Because it's so dumb and so obvious. I'm like, there's no way that can be the fucking the thing, because it's just so easy. But no, it was. The explanation we get, here, I'll ruin the movie for you. Everyone probably knows. He gets a present from, Michael Douglas is a fucking rich dickhead, kind of like he is in Wall Street, but he's even more taciturn. He doesn't talk all that much. And that was a good word, taciturn. And his brother has him go, like, sign up at this thing, like, Sean Penn's brother. And he's like, oh, his brother, now, Sean Penn, his brother, is a recovering drug addict, I guess. And his brother was a real fuck up. In the end, it was such an unnecessary character detail. It had no fucking zero impact on the movie or anything. It had nothing to do. There was no greater point, no nothing. It was like an unnecessary side note. Okay. Why did he have to be a drug addict? For what? It didn't fucking do anything else.
Okay, that I agree with.
So he goes and signs up at this mysterious company that's like, we're going to give you like a game, okay?
Oh, goddamn, what's the name of that company?
It's like CRS or something, yes. CPS something. And they're like, the game's, we're not going to tell you when the game's going to start, but it's going to happen. It's going to be like an adventure. So the first phone call he gets from this company is that he has to go through this whole process. They have to like check all his fucking fluids and shit, and he has a physical and sign insurance papers. So he goes through the whole thing, and now he's like intrigued because this guy's a dick and doesn't like anything. He's a dick to everybody. But for some reason, this has captured his fucking attention. So he gets a call like a week later.
Well, I think he's not a dick. He's bored.
He's bored. But he's not a pleasant guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's done it all. He lives in this big fucking mansion. I think
that's the point.
But now, okay. His father. So in the beginning of this movie, it shows there's a whole thing where the guy, he was a little kid.
Now I'm starting to think about him, like, now, like, you're actually making sense.
I'll tell you, it'll come together. He sees his father kill himself, and it was, like, the most traumatic event of his life, and it's kind of like the way they set it up in the beginning through his memories. It leads you to believe that this was, like, kind of the defining moment of his life, his father killing himself, right?
Yeah.
So, The company calls and goes, oh, your application to be in the game has been rejected. So here's stunning surprise number one. Like, well, he didn't get it. What's going to happen? But then all this crazy shit happens, so you don't really know. Obviously, you know the game started, and he doesn't. But it's supposed to be like, did the game start, or is this just crazy things happening to him? It gets Roadhouse so fast. It gets so fucking out of control. Like, there's so much insane... I can't even like go into detail. Like, here's the biggest one I can think of. There's a part where they put him in this taxi cab, and they fucking...
I know this exact part.
They pick him up, and he's like, hey, buddy, take me over to Broadway and 3rd. And the guy's like, yeah, sure. And he keeps driving. He's like, hey, pal, you missed the exit. And I'm trying to do... My Nicholson... It always turns into Nicholson, but it's like, they're close. I'm trying to do my Michael Douglas. He's like, hey, pal, you missed the exit. And the guy's like, yeah. And the cab driver jumps out. And the cab... fucking drives off a pier into the New York River. He almost drowns. I mean, he barely gets away with his life. He almost drowns. Where was the control of that? He didn't go... If this would have worked if in the end they did a quick montage where they went back and explained everything.
The montage.
How do you explain the cab going into the New York River and him almost... He would have drowned. I mean, it was like a miracle he got out of the fucking car. It's not like he went into like a water tank... And there was divers waiting to go in and give him a fucking, like a suction mask or give him the fucking, the air. Nothing. They literally tried to kill him and almost did. And then in the end, this whole thing turns out to be a giant elaborate gag from the company. There's parts, the explanation the chick gives for it is like, didn't you ever see movies? There's squibs. She's like, all of it was fake. It's fake blood and squibs. He's running through a fucking neighborhood, getting chased by four guys with machine guns. And there's, like, fucking bullets blowing up everywhere, like, all over the fucking... The car has bullet holes going into it, and the windshield cracking. I don't know if you've ever seen squibs. They're big, and they have fucking wires connected to them. Where do they hide these squibs? Where in the fucking windshield was the squib? How does a hole go through the windshield? It was so fucking nonsensical. And then in the end, it turns into like they double trick him. They think they tell him it's a big prank and that he accidentally shot his brother. So he goes to kill himself. I guess they know exactly where in the roof he's going to jump off, what fucking window he's going to jump through. He jumps off this roof and goes through a window, tries to kill himself like his father, and lands on his, and then it turns out you see him landing on this big giant air balloon with an X on it. Because they knew right where he was going to jump. They knew he was going to jump. I guess they just knew he was going to. It was so fucking dumb. In the end, the father killing himself also has no bearing on the story whatsoever. In the end, it doesn't mean shit. And then in the end, he's just fine. He's like, ah, oh, you guys are so crazy. You pulled this prank. I was like, wouldn't you be fucking absolutely furious? Like, I can't believe you did this to me. Like, you dredged up all these fucking terrible memories from my life. Like, you talked about him and his brother getting a huge fight, saying, like, our father ruined us and you've abandoned me and all this shit. But that just goes out the window in the end. They just give him a little, like, little fucking punch on the cheek. It was such a fucking, another insult to my intelligence. It was just as stupid as Fight Club. And I'm like, this fucking asshole thinks he's like Hitchcock and he's a clever filmmaker. His movies are every bit as fucking stupid and ridiculous as Michael Bay. At least Michael Bay is honest about his fucking crap. He's not masquerading as his fucking, like, psychologically impacting movie. It's fucking, it's like a 13-year-old would have wrote the story. It was so fucking dumb. And there was nothing more to it than the most basic thing you would have thought is what happens. There's nothing more clever. Nothing. I was so fucking embarrassed. And I'm like, fuck David Fincher. I hate this guy. He's a fucking pretentious ass. He's a dick. He's a demanding fucking dick. He's miserable to work with. He does 100 takes. For what? For this fucking garbage that he puts up. Fuck this guy in his ass. I fucking hate that motherfucker. Fuck you. Go back to making fucking music videos and commercials. That's what he came up doing. And you can see because his movies are so disconnected from me. I never feel like I'm watching like real kids. I feel like they're at, because, you know, visually and production design wise, he's great. I'll give him that. Like, Fight Club's amazing looking. Whoa, what the fuck's going on? Your mic's buzzing really bad. Oh. Yeah, it must have been that phone.
Is it better now?
Yeah. Right. Like, you know, I can respect his visuals and everything like that. Like, the work that he puts into it is very meticulous, but, like, it feels to me like these actors are getting in the way of his pretty fucking movie. That's what it feels like to me. Like, the bigger picture is how it looks and all the technical shit that goes into it. I think he's a big fucking tech head.
Makes sense.
And it's him and Michael Bay came up together, and he was dismissive of Michael Bay when they're all making music videos. I read all about this in that MTV book called I Want My MTV, about the first 10 years of MTV being on there.
Yeah.
Because him and Michael Bay were the two biggest fucking video directors, the two biggest hotshots everybody wanted. I think Michael Bay made the first $1 million video. But, yeah. But he was real dismissive of him. It's like, you're the same guy, asshole. You know?
Yeah.
So, fuck the game, fuck David Fincher and his cunt.
Okay. Now that you say that, like, I see, like,
I'm telling you, you gotta watch it again. It's so out of control. It was a good idea. It could have been cool if you would have just dialed it back, but he made it so fucking over the top. Fucking, stupid. That
scene where he turns the lights on and it's like, and it's all graffiti and people have been in his house.
How did they do that? His entire house was over.
I liked it. I liked it.
It was so silly. It was such a fucking insult. Like, he could have walked in and just a couple rooms had some weird shit on the wall. That would have been great. He comes in his house. It was like an episode of fucking Bar Rescue, how overturned his house was. It was covered from head to toe.
Oh, come on.
It would have taken 2 fucking days to do that. There's scaffolding in there. Get the fuck out of here. So stupid. It's so dumb. It's all black. Someone came in and rigged an entire house full of black lights and did, like, intricate fucking painting murals all over his wall and put like fucking 2 fucking stories with a scaffolding in his house. Get the fuck out of here. And then it was gone. It's gone like 6 hours later. You fucking jerk. What am I, an asshole? Don't answer that.
Yeah, but so, well, yeah, that's. Yes, you are, but.
In summation. All right, what else you got, bud? Talk to me, babe.
Well.
The game? More like the lame. All right.
I don't think that we mentioned it on the last podcast, but you heard him 2 podcasts before, but Bruce was on the show, and he left from our house and then went and got married.
He was on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, fuck. Jesus Christ, I forgot. Yep, that was like 3 or 4 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that was no joke. They got married.
We went to Penn's, and he went to Vegas and got married, and that was it.
Little fag.
Got a tattoo to prove it.
Ew! He did?
You didn't see it?
No!
It's like an infinity sign.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it's not her name or something. I get it because it means forever. Bruce, you're a little fag. Yeah? Well, you know. Hey, at least, you know, it's her first time getting married, and she said, oh, wait a minute now. Sorry, I'm just kidding. Hey, I wish you guys all the best.
No, it's her second.
All the best to you two kids.
Is that her second time getting married?
Yeah, second, third, something like that.
Five.
Yeah. But, nothing
else. I just,
called to say I love you?
You can hear that he got progressively drunker on the show and then went to pins. And
Dude, he was fine, and within 1 minute span, he was drunk. It went from like what I was listening to it in headphones, and like you can literally hear the second he gets drunk. And yeah, and then it was like, whoa. And then it was like he took his fucking.
Whoa, baby.
Like he was on a reel to reel machine, and we were just slowly fucking slowing it down. I was like, yeah, you guys should just like go out and have some fun. I was like, whoa. Yeah. Fucking Bruce. And then he was out of control that night. Holy shit. That was the drunkest I've seen anyone in like. I couldn't even tell you till the fucking last time, honestly.
He said, fuck off to every guy at the desk.
Yeah, like he was like, easily like could have gotten arrested drunk. Like if someone would have said the wrong thing, he would have taken a swing at him. Probably got his little fucking Lee Harvey Oswald ass kicked. I am not resisting arrest! They take him to police station, he's like, I requested legal representation before, but no one has provided it
yet. Lee Harvey Oswald ass.
Yeah. Fucking guy. I love that. He's like, yeah, I didn't think I did. And then I looked at pictures and I was like, he's right.
Come on, Bruce and Corinne. Do this fucking podcast ready, goddammit.
I know. Every fucking I don't even ask anymore. It's going to be one of these. It'll never go up. It's going to be one excuse after another. Because they won't just go and get the fucking Zoom. Like, they won't just do like what I tell them or what we tell them. Like, everyone on the fucking planet does it on this thing. Just go do it. Stop. Whatever dumb fucking thing you got, it's not working. So don't use it. Stop being a schmuck. Go on that fucking Amazon. You can probably get one of these for a used one for fucking $50. You fucking cocksucker.
You little fag. All right. So, my
song. So, buttons.
My song of the week is Common Everywhere.
I don't know if I know that one. I never fucking knew. I don't know. It was on an old mix that I lost, and I remembered that I liked the song Go. You know, Go. Common song. I never realized it was Kanye West saying go this whole time.
Yeah.
I never knew it was him. I was listening to him in the gym with the headphones on, and I was like, that's the fucking Kanye West. Because they sound kind of like, to which Charles Fonz MCs, get up for Common, and Kanye West. But I was like, oh my God, it's him. It was such a revelation. I love that song. Body of a Dancer. We had chemistry because she was a cancer.
That's a great song. At the
club, she the top man would grab her. Oh yeah, it's fucking great. I can never find a good fucking like version of it. I can never find a good MP3 of it. Like, this is the third or fourth time I tried to find it, and it still sounds like shit. It's all muffly. It's all like digital. You can hear the digital in it. No. Common Everywhere. I don't know if I know that one. Is it a hit? Or is it a deep track?
No. Very deep track.
Ooh. Ooh. Hope you have a very deep crack, because I'm going to fucking park my pink Cadillac in it. Fuck, did I have anything else? I don't know. Is that it? Oh, okay. I know one more thing.
Yep.
Have you? All right. I got two more. If you got anything else, these are easily like Brandon jumpinable. I'm sure you've heard this song. I ain't fucking with you. I ain't fucking with you.
Of course I have.
You stupid little fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I've heard this song like 19 times, and it's obviously this is an age old argument. I'm sure we've talked about it, but it's like I don't understand what makes songs a hit and why. He goes, I ain't fucking with you, and in the background this noise goes. It sounds like somebody. It sounds like a fucking kitten, like falling. Like if you were like in a 100-story apartment building, and you were doing your dishes, and a kitten fell off the roof and fell past the window and go. That's what it sounds like. It's the worst fucking sound I've ever heard, and it's in the song probably 112 times.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the song is, and then one part he starts going, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, what the. Fuck is this shit? I know I officially sound like your dad.
You do.
I must have crossed a threshold because I don't. But no, because there's plenty. Okay. To sound more like your dad.
Okay.
Here's some real. You want to talk about being a fag going to tan? Now because I have to listen to the radio, I have to hear all these songs. That fucking Pitbull song about like going to the club when you got no money. And he gives a very Tupac. It's a fucking good tune. I like the fucking vibe of it. I can't pay my rent, but fuck it. I'm going to walk to the goddamn club anyways.
Okay, I don't know the song, but okay.
If you heard it, you'd be like, oh yeah, I know it. Like, because it's out right now. And the one party that gives like a shout out is like, yo, this bar going out, everybody is broke, wants to go out to the club anyway. Kind of thing, like a Tupac, like, I know you're struggling, but you still got to have fun. I'm like, see, now that's fucking nice. This is a good fucking time, this song. It's a good fucking message. It's not nothing. It's none of those negative shit. Well, why can't it be fun?
Okay.
What is this crap? I ain't fucking with you, you little dumb fucking stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you. What is it even? Now, is it about a girlfriend or is it about a friend that's acting like a bitch? I can't even figure it out. But it's like doom, doom, doom. Ooh. Doom, 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 doom. This is the fucking beat in the background. The fucking Pitbull song, you dance your ass off. You can do the two booty shuffle. You get on the fucking dance floor, you get a nice big fat booty. It's got a good fucking fuck rhythm to it. This other one's just like, doom, 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 doom. You fucking ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I better fucking do. And the background's going, aah. It's fucking terrible. It's such a fucking it's one of the worst fucking songs I've ever fucking heard of. I'm not even exaggerating.
Right. Should I just change my song of the week to that?
No. I'll do it after your song of the week. If you want to hear Brandon's, I'll put this one on after. It'll be double song. Just so you can hear what it sounds like. It's fucking terrible. Yuck.
I'm sure people know the song.
I know, but I don't think it'll come on and a girl be like, ooh, shit, on the dance floor. And that's it. But it's like, how do you not hear the dumb shit
you're like, are you fucking with you?
It makes me think of, exactly. And then I just think of all these broader things that song is such a microcosm of how fucked, like, society is and, like, the youth culture. And listen, this is nothing new. It was back, you know, when I was, like, fucking in my early 20s or whatever. There was tons of dumb shit like this. But it's like, no one ever calls anyone on it. No one is ever like, why are we listening to this crap? It's fucking garbage. The lyrics suck. The beat sucks. It's not even danceable or fun. What the fuck? It's just kind of a shitty song.
It's
bewildering to me, dude. I don't get it. I get, like, fucking shit. You get, even if it's shitty lyrics, that at least it's like...
I think that's who sings it. YG.
I don't know. Well, YG makes this song. That's what I want to fucking ask. I ain't fucking with you. So I went to fucking Netta's, the hot Persian chick that's in a bunch of our videos. Funny our videos. Fun or Die, Weird Fellas. We went to her birthday party. It was at the Redberry over there. It's right on fucking Vine and like... it's right across the street from Capitol Records building, okay, in Hollywood. It's up on a rooftop. Every fucking guy there, the new... Her boyfriend, Josh Denny, the comic, has this look, okay? I'm not even like knocking him for it because he's had it forever. But the new look to have is you shave the sides of your head, you keep your top of your hair long, and you slick it back. It's the Brad Pitt and Fury haircut.
Yep. I had it.
And then you have the Suge Knight beard, where it's a big beard that goes to where your sideburns should fucking be, and it cuts off at the shaved part of your head. So you have a big beard that goes into, like, just shaves off at your shaved hairline. I looked around the thing at one point. There was a fucking, this real nerdy dude that was with me, like, with her party. And he was like, hey, how's it going? He's like a fucking dweeb. But, like, I remember at one point me and him, like, there was, like, a lull in me and our conversation. And we just started looking around and we're like, almost exact same time. We're like, every fucking guy in here looks exactly the same. And there was, like, 20 fucking people on this rooftop that had the exact fucking same getup. And I'm like, I guarantee you if you went up and pulled all these guys' jackets, they'd have a full sleeve of tattoos. So if you want to get fucking laid in L.A., you need a full sleeve. You need a fucking beard with the fucking size of your head shaved, and the beard ends at your shaved hairline, and then the top of your hair slicked back. And it helps better if you're skinny or like athletic tone skinny and can wear skinny jeans. You will fucking have so much pussy, you don't know what to fucking do with it. It was so sad. I wish because I
did that for a little while.
I know, yeah. For Halloween, I was like, where did this come from? What's with the fucking beards? I can't grow a beard. I don't have a sleeve of tattoos, and I'm not fucking skinny like that. And I'm a douchebag. But I kept making him and his couple other people. Douchebag. They were like, everything I don't know. I was just very socially observant and coming up with all this fucking shit. And they're like, you should be a fucking stand up. I was like, well, you don't say. You don't say. And I just started fucking jerking off. I was trying to get with his black chick. It didn't work, and I wasted. It was $14 for a fucking vodka and Sprite. The guy barely put any vodka in it. I think that's the most I've ever paid. I don't know. I can't think of more than that.
That's a lot of money.
$14. So I bought two, and then she bought me one, and I bought her one, and it was by the end of the night, I spent like $50 on like three drinks. It was a fucking nightmare. And then we went to we go to fucking Rainbow Room, me and Bokes, two girls, double date.
Bokes and I.
The bill comes to like $100. And after talking to this fucking girl for like an hour and a half straight, we tell each other, you know, we're just fucking blabbing nonstop, telling each other everything. And I tell her I just started my third job and I do stand up. I have a fucking roommate and I'm just like struggling. And she's doing very well as a fucking, does she even offer like $20 to throw in? No, of course not. Why would she, after just hearing my fucking story, be like, oh, wow, well, you know what? I'm doing pretty good with this thing. Why should this guy have to pay the whole bill? I just met him. Nope. You pay it, motherfucker. Pay up so I don't fuck you twice.
Bitch.
This motherfucker better be good in bed. I'm telling you right now. I fucking hope so. Fucking hope so. Bitch. All right. No, man. She's cool, though. I like her. She's a good time. She's very down to earth. That's very East Coasty. You would think she was from like fucking, you know, Pittsburgh or something. Only more Mexican.
How old is this chick?
29.
Oh, all right. That's good.
Yeah. But the slob's younger than her, too. I don't know what to do about this. I don't know. I feel terrible. I really fucking feel bad. I have a real bad fucking guilt complex about this one. Which I usually never do because I don't usually give a fuck or a fiddle about the slob.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about you. Little stupid ass bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Great song. It comes out and everybody goes, woo! And they put their glass up in the air like, yeah, this is my jam. Not like, you know, not like Thriller just came on. Not like fucking like, you know, fucking something. Like,
I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, yeah. Not like Too Close from Next just came on. Nothing. It's just fucking garbage. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. What fucking crap. Stink. There's so much good rap. I don't even hate rap. I'm not even. There's a ton of fucking great rap and hip hop and like good
stuff.
You're
about stuff. To hear it, dog? No. Anybody
yeah, who's common, listening to podcast, common, you're yeah, about to fucking solid. Fucking
common and
yeah.
Fucking everywhere.
Why aren't these fucking songs getting. Ugh. Christ. Fucking. I know. I know. I sound like an old man.
I know. But
it's annoying. It but I'll give myself that much credit. I'm not being like, oh, rap is garbage. It's not. But like, the good stuff is supposed to come to rise to the top, and that fucking the crap comes to the top, and it's the dumber the song, the bigger the fucking hit it is.
Yeah,
it's such shit. Fucking fuck yourselves.
Yeah, but that's just that's pop shit, man.
I like, know, but there's still good like, pop. There's a lot of pop that I like and that I've loved over the fucking years. There's like good, even though it's pop, it can still be good. But not that song. I'm fucking with you. Garbage.
All right.
Fucking garbage. I don't know. I think that's it, man. I think we fucking did. I think we really entertained the shit out of people. I think they're like, no, don't end this episode. Keep going. You need more.
I wish people would say that.
I sounded a lot like young Mickey Rourke, and I wasn't even trying to. Hey, don't stop the podcast. Give us more.
I think we're good, but...
Rusty James?
I don't know, man. Enjoy the song, guys. See if you like it. I mean, if you don't.
If you don't. And then stick around, because after I'm going to put, I don't give a fuck about you. You guys have all heard the song.
No, everywhere. Why don't you make that the fucking intro?
Oh, yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I fucking will.
Make that the intro, and then you can have my song at the end of the
week. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Oh, my God. Fucking Edelson Fitzholder, the first. He was, man, he went fucking crazy. He that dude got up on the fucking stage and he was just like, he couldn't control himself. He just thought he was doing so. I never saw that guy so fucking happy and like wound up. I was like, what the fuck? I don't know why I just threw that in there. Who gives a shit? No one cares. No one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck about me. No one cares about you and your fucking stupid jokes. Just let you be. That's how it should go.
I don't give a fuck about you.
Stupid.
All right, guys. Well, have a good week.
See you next week, buds.
Fuck your faces.
I hope you all have a great week and make a lot of money.
Bye.
And get some fucking pussy.
top of the soul. Dove and I got in the hole. At the moment they were singing, it was out of control. Step into your mind, rhyme season will climb. You'll see in time your season to shine. When the stadium is dark, MCs are defined. Get ready on your mark, put your feet on the line. The race is on to space beyond. You gon' get there by doing what you own. Sometimes the most famous feel all alone. So we trip to a place that we call our home. I was known as being spaced and out of my dome. Now I know it's all unknown. Ha ha.